Mike Tagubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm so glad you've turned your radio dial to join us once again for a few moments of Bible study together. And we're continuing in our study concerning the importance of reading the Word of God, studying God's Word and meditating upon the Word of God, because it is the truth which liberates, it is the truth which delivers and sets us free from the bondage, the control, and the dominion of sin within our life. And that's why God's Word is so important and so vital. So quickly, by way of review, if you'll get your Bible or New Testament and turn with us to 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. If you go to the back of the Bible, you'll find the book of Revelation, in front of it some short books, and then the book of Hebrews, and in front of the book of Hebrews some more short books, and one of them is 1 Timothy. And while you're looking for it, may I invite those of you who do not have a Bible or a New Testament to write to us that we might send a New Testament to you. And if you'll get a pencil and paper, I want to give you our mailing address. And it's very important that you write to us and include the name of your country and print clearly your mailing address so we can grant your request. Now, we receive many emails, and unfortunately, we live in an area where our email is very slow, and so I have over 3,500 unread emails right now because it takes so long to answer or to draw up those emails. And so the best way for you to communicate with us is not through email, but to send us a letter through the regular postal means of the mail. Some call it snail mail, and I know it's much easier to do it over email, but if we cannot receive it and cannot respond to it, then you would do better to send us snail mail. Now, our mailing address is capital K, capital C, capital LEONARDI. That is capital K, capital C, space, capital LEONARDI. These are the people who do our mailing for us. On the next line, you'll put 167, space, capital ALTO, space, capital ROAD. Again, that's 163 ALTO, capital ALTO, space, capital ROAD. And then on the next line, you will put capital IGNACIO. That's capital IGNACIO, comma, space, capital C, capital O, period, and then this zip code is very important, 81137. That zip code means there's only one place in the United States where this mail goes, and that is to 81137. That's why that zip code's very important. On the last line, you will put United States of America, or you can put capital U, capital S, capital A, which is the abbreviation for the United States of America. We do look forward to hearing from you, beloved, and your mail is very important. and we do trust that you will communicate and correspond with us. We have all kinds of Christian literature and materials that would be our pleasure to send to you, absolutely free and postage paid. We simply need your name, your mailing address, printed clearly, including the name of your country. Now we're continuing in our study about the Word of God and the importance of studying God's Word. We've already discussed how important God's Word is, beloved, for it is the most important piece of literature ever written. The Lord Jesus Himself spoke and said three times, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my Word shall not pass away." That's why this book is the most important piece of literature ever written. It was written over a period of 1500 to 1600 years through the work of the Holy Spirit using some 40 different men to write the different books of the Word of God. Some were lawyers, some were wise men, some were judges, some were kings, some were fishermen, some were farmers. Men from all different walks of life were the ones that God's Holy Spirit used to write down the words of the Bible. And yet the Word of God has complete harmony and unity, and where there appears to be a contradiction, it has to do with the understanding of man, not with the Word of God. God's very words are recorded for you and for me to read, and that's why we send out free New Testaments to those who will write to us and do not have a New Testament, because we want you to have the truth, beloved, because the truth is what will liberate and set you free from the bondage of sin and will deliver you into a glorious future in the presence of the living God. Oh, beloved, how important is God's Word. God magnifies His Word above His name, we're told in Psalm 138 and verse 2. Yes, it's so important. And His name, He says, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh His name in vain." Exodus 20 and verse 7 in the Old Testament. Beloved, God's name is to be reverenced and to be honored, but we in these days hear it being blasphemed and misused, used as a curse word, used as a word of exclamation, used in a manner that dishonors and disgraces Almighty God. And those people who use God's name in that way will someday appear before Him and give an accounting for taking His name in a vile, vain way. And yet He honors the Word, His Word, even above His name. Yes, God's Word's important. God's Word brings people to Jesus Christ as Savior. That's why it is so important also, because it shows you how you can be delivered from the powers of Satan and from the spiritual darkness that Satan seeks to keep mankind in, into the glorious light of the truth and the glorious light of righteousness. Jesus Christ is spoken of as the light of the world. For those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, their minds, their spiritual understanding is illuminated with the truth, and the Word of God becomes a book that is unlocked to the believer, so that the believer can begin to believe and understand the truth of the Word of God. God's Word brings blessing on those who read it, on those who hear it, and those who obey it. Oh, beloved, God's Word will bring rich blessing upon you. The last book of the Bible, Revelation 1 and verse 3, promises a blessing upon all who will read that book. And, beloved, you will be blessed by reading the book of Revelation. But not just the book of Revelation. All of God's Word will bring blessing and richness into your life. God's Word will help you to grow, and God's Word will strengthen your faith. Romans 10:17 tells us faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That is, hearing God's Word. That's why church is so important. Going to a place where the Word of God is preached, where the Word of God is proclaimed, not where men just give a nice little lecture, but where they teach and proclaim the Word of truth, where you can hear God's Word, for it's the Word of God which liberates and delivers and sets us free. Being born again, 1 Peter 1:23 states, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God which liveth and abideth forever. For God's Word is a living Word. Oh, beloved, and it is the power of God unto salvation. Romans 1:16 tells us. God's Word will make you holy, beloved. John 17:17, Jesus said, Thy Word is truth. Sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy Word is truth. The Word of God sanctifies or sets a person apart. It makes us holy. And, beloved, God's Word makes the food holy. Did you know that? 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 4 and 5, we read these words. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the Word of God and prayer. What he's saying is, beloved, that whatever is set before you to eat is sanctified, it's made holy by studying or being meditating upon the Word of God, reading a passage of Scripture of God's Word, and having prayer over it and asking God to bless it to your physical nourishment and strengthening. Every day before we eat a meal, we read a passage of Scripture, and then we bow our heads in prayer, thanking the Lord for the food and asking Him to bless it to our physical nourishment. You see, beloved, God's Word is important. It even will bless the food that you eat and will enrich and bless your life. Yes, reading and studying God's Word is an act of obedience, beloved, and it will bless your life. It will enrich your life. We're in 1 Timothy. Go to the next book, which is 2 Timothy, just a couple of pages over. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Oh, beloved, we're admonished to study God's Word, and thus reading God's Word every day and meditating upon it and studying it is an act of obedience to Almighty God, and it will bring blessing, it will bring richness into your life. Till next time, goodbye.